The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There was an outage in one of the servers that is based in Virginia. It's called the US East One, which is a huge, big server store. It's one of the oldest that Amazon has, and it went down. 2,000 businesses were impacted by this. And essentially, what we think happened, it's something to do with the DNS, which is the domain name system. It's kind of like the internet's phone book. So when you put in a URL, that like a website address, yeah, that talks to something at this facility, that got scrambled, for want of a better phrase. And it meant then that the directory wasn't working. Websites were down. Zoom was down. Banks couldn't process payments. Exams couldn't be done.
And why would that be affecting us here in this part of the world?
Because this is just the nature of the internet.
So it's the origin source, if you like, of all of those activities. So if your Amazon Prime went down, it's because the whole thing starts
exactly
in America.
It all originates there. So anyone who's got an Amazon Alexa device, for example, you might have noticed that that's out. Your Ring doorbell, a lot of the sensors, all of their infrastructure, but also, as I said, other services as well. And although it was massively inconvenient, AWS is now saying the services are back up and running. But Elizabeth Warren in the US is saying this actually highlighted the issue with monopolies. 30% of the internet relies on AWS. And if you're that reliant on one company, and if they sneeze, it could bring down that level of business, education, other vital services. It is a worry for sure.
So it's ground control to President Xi. This is what you need to do if you want to cripple America.
Well, and that's, you know, we can joke about it, but cyber threats, cyber warfare, cyber attacks and all the rest are massively concerning. Now, again, to stress, this was not a cyber attack. This was a technical glitch, but it shows the potential devastation that could occur if and when a cyber attack happened. We always talk about the ransomware attack that happened on the HSE in this country. We felt the ramifications for that for a long period of time. We also, it cost us 100 million euro. These can be devastating, so it needs to be taken seriously, and the infrastructure and the resilience needs to be there.
All right, some of the questions coming in. Can you ask Jess if it's safe to upgrade to Windows 11 yet? It's the wrong question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it safe to stay on Windows 10?
Well, that's the bigger issue for sure. So as of this day last week, the changes happened. It is completely safe to upgrade to Windows 11. You're actually best to update or else register to get extra support from Microsoft, because support has ended for Windows 10 in a large part. The key thing here is you need to verify if your machine can run Windows 11. I've been inundated in the last few days of people saying, I've tried, I can't, what do I do? And unfortunately, the answer is you have
new
to
machine,
buy a new machine.
New machine. Dear, oh dear, that's my position. I haven't decided yet on the spec, but it has to be done.
Yeah.
What's a good budget Chromebook to buy?
Asus and Acer are my two go-to for Chromebooks. They are incredibly affordable, around 200 euro, and you get a rocket of a machine, which is ideal for day-to-day browsing.
Another one here about Chromebooks. Do I need to put antivirus or malware protection on Chromebooks?
There's no harm in having something like AVG, which is free, just running in the background. It's something that you can just have on the machine, run every now and then. It'll automatically do it. So there's no harm, but I wouldn't go paying for it. I would go for AVG.
Now, this is an intriguing one. I was using a VPN to watch BBC iPlayer, etc., but now British content detects a VPN even for YouTube content and it blocks me. Is this the end of the road for VPNs?
So this is a tricky one, right?
You better explain people what a VPN is.
Yes, so this is a virtual private network. Sometimes people use them for legitimate business purposes. So say, for example, when I'm at home and if I want to access the News Talk infrastructure for whatever reason, I have to log into a virtual private network. It's something that's been signed off and authorized and vetted by our CTO and our tech team. It means that it acknowledges that my device is safe to get into that mainframe. So that's one element of it. Sometimes people will use it if they're traveling for work. And again, they're trying to get to services from back home. They're very useful. The area that is quite grey is when people are trying to access content from another region that they shouldn't be accessing.
It's geo-barred, basically.
Essentially it. So, for example, the BBC iPlayer doesn't work in this country because it's associated with your TV licence in the UK.
So that's why Channel 4 does work.
Exactly. So so Channel 4 is free. You can create an account or you can just log on and whatever. BBC has been trying to crack down on VPN use because they know that people in the UK are using VPNs to access the service. So they have invested in this detection software. There are ways around it, but I'm kind of in a tricky place as to explain exactly how it can be done. Essentially, you can go on, reset the VPN, clear your cache, and it should work for you. But I would advise against using a VPN for that purpose.
Now, suppose you're close to the border in Northern Ireland. I mean, is it that sensitive that it knows your south of the border or north of the border, I wonder?
So it's associated with the IP address of your device. So it would know based on geographic lines. And it is incredibly sophisticated technology that they're using to detect it and hopefully counter the use of it as well.
I have Windows 8 and it still works, says another.
Yeah, so it still works, but you're not as protected. So the security patches haven't been updated for that unless you're paying for it. You're always recommended to have the latest software. This is something I mentioned, the HSE ransomware attack. It turned out that people were using 3 or 4 year old machines in that instance in the HSE, which was not good. So from a security point of view and from the integrity of your data point of view, you're always better using the most up-to-date software.
For Windows 10, how do you get that extra protection for another year?
So you need to go on to the Microsoft website and they have a very clear banner there that explains, click here to firstly verify if your machine can have Windows 11 and if not, to get the extra support. There's no charge. It is free if you're in the EU, which is good news, but just make sure that you get on it as soon as possible.
Final question. I want to buy a refurbed iPhone 15. Is refurbed.ie a reputable company and can you recommend any other websites as well?
Yeah, so Refurbed is reputable. They give you a year warranty. They have good customer support. Mintplus.ie is an Irish company. They are very reputable. I've bought from them myself. And then Swappy.ie is another very good one as well.
Very good. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for. Don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app powered by GoLoud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.